Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, I'll be providing you with your psychic readings today.
All right, Dr. Reggie. All right. I'm so excited. It's Oracle Friday. I love Oracle Friday. We're going to have some fun today. You know, my father used to say, ooh, we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have us a blast. We're going to laugh. We're going to play. We're going to sing. We're going to do whatever.
That's right. It's true.
Listen, here you guys, these are the rules. You know the rules, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You, to get a reading with Dr. Reggie this morning, you need to call in 914-338-0590. If you're in the chat room, I'll try to squeeze you in, but you're better off calling the number 914-338-0590. And then you want to press 1 on your telephone keypad so that I can see a little signal that you say, hey, I got a question. I want a reading.
Okay.
And I will identify you by your area code. Okay?
It's good to have a question because when they do general readings, it takes a long time and people are waiting for a long time already. I'll give you a whole life reading in 5 minutes. You can't do it. It's better to have a specific question or concern that you want to focus on. I can do that as opposed to give me a life reading. Give me a whole reading.
A general reading.
A general reading can take forever, and that's not fair to other people who are waiting. So it would be more advantageous to have a question ready, and if we have more time, we'll go back to your next question.
That's right. Okay, so those are the ground rules, okay? And so we got a couple of things we want to talk about this morning before we get started with our reading. First of all, good morning, Susie. Hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, my goodness, I'm loving it. I wanted to share with people the fact that you are starting mystery school next week. It's a 12-week, actually, mystery school is a one-year curriculum. But the module that for the summer is a 12-week course. There are 4 modules for Mystery School. Each one is 12 weeks, which is a 3-month course. So, and the price. Listen, guys. You guys go online and check out the prices for Mystery School. But Dr. Reggie is only charging $475 for each module. So you can come to summer school this summer, starting out with module 1. And the program is designed where you need to take the modules in sequential order. So you start this summer with module 1. I don't know exactly. And then module 2 will start
after June. It would be like July, August,
September.
Because we're dealing with a lot of issues that deal with different aspects of our being and consciousness, Christ consciousness, and then we deal with things that are really far out there like energy beings, elementals, earth-based energies, invisible entities that were created, the fairy kingdom, and all those things that people think are not real and how they work in your life. Then there are angels and ascended masters. We deal with all these stellar beings as well. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful course, and you'll love it. People say their lives will change completely.
Yeah, I know. That's very, very true. You know what? So if you are interested in attending Mystery School now, don't think, well, how am I going to attend? You guys live in Atlanta, and I'm all the way over here in California, or
online.
But we are doing the class online. So, and here's what's really cool about this. You get to participate with the people who are in the classroom in person at the same, you know, because we're doing it simultaneously. So we're using Google Hangout. It's absolutely free. You just, you know, it's probably easier if you work, if you get a Gmail account, but it's not necessary. And but with Google Hangout, and even if you miss a class, because the class is from 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday evening. Dr. Reggie loves Thursday evening classes. But if you miss the class, you can go to the website and or YouTube and pick up the recording of the class. So. And still be able to do your homework. Now, I do want to warn you. You have tests at Mystery School, and you have homework. This is really and truthfully a collegiate-level course. Dr. Reggie is a phenomenal teacher, but he is going to push you. So there's writing and expressing yourself and sharing your revelations as you go through the class, through this course. So you need to be prepared to take notes. You need to be prepared to do a little work. This isn't something that you can skate through. But it will just really awaken you. Dr. Reggie, tell us a little bit about this first module.
The first module deals with consciousness, what it is, who we are, and why the consciousness is eternal. We are eternal beings. We're souls. We're not just flesh and body and bones and blood and tissues. We're something more than that, deeper at the level. This module takes you into something, explores a deep part of your personality at the soul level, who you are, who you really are, and why consciousness is never divided or separated from you, and why you are eternal. When you understand that part of yourself,
mm-hmm.
everything else is not necessary, because you learn to live and to grow, and you understand something better than ever before. And that's something that you can't learn in school. This is called wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And with wisdom teachings, it's a one-on-one exploration of who God is in you and as you and through you. And there's no fear anymore. You walk into faith, and it's powerful. It is really amazing. Then that first module takes you through that and understanding why you're angry and hostile and how to get over it,
mm-hmm.
and what the adrenaline does to your body if you use it on purpose and if it happens automatically or autonomically. It's a whole different field of understanding you and aspects of who you are. And it's very powerful course. It really is. And I'm glad that it came to me through the channels of wisdom, through the channeling aspect of God, because when it does, you can't even explain it. It's so wonderful. It really is. And you understand everything, life, death, birth, rebirth, everything. You understand it all. And as you're connected to it and nature, fear is gone, because you're always going to be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you never have fear anymore. Let it be what it is. And it's a learning lesson. So it's a very powerful class. We have second module dealing with angels and fairies and mystical things and ascended masters and all. And then the third module dealing with earth-based religions, shamanism, Wicca, the Tao, the Tao, all those things, and your part in all of those things, who God is, what we're all searching for. So it's a very powerful class. Please take it.
I know. Oh, you know, the course is just, the whole course is not just that one class, but the whole course is amazing. I know that you cover ritual.
Yeah.
You teach the theory of ritual, and mm-hmm. then you actually have, you know, you teach some of the key rituals that they can perform. I know you love rituals.
I do, because ritual is really a physical prayer. When you do ritual, you're setting up things all the time. We do rituals with birthday parties. You light candles, and people make a wish and blow out the candles. That is a pagan ritual, asking candles for something to happen, and you're believing it's going to take place. Your wish is going to come true. So with those things happening, a ritual is every day. You get up in the morning to get ready for work, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, washing your body, all ritual. Ritual is a physical prayer expressing itself.
Wow.
Getting physical results.
You want to hear what some of the people are saying in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's an Archangel Metatron worker. He's saying that he's Wiccan. Dr. Reggie, he says Dr. Reggie is an amazing, I guess he's saying teacher. And we're burning incense. Yeah, he's saying teacher, amazing teacher.
And that's good. I love Metatron. Metatron used to be human and was given the ascendancy of Archangel Metatron because of his obedience and his loyalty to God, in spite of everything that happened to him.
Wow.
He was raised as an archangel without death, never experienced physical death, walked right into the kingdom.
Oh, my God. That kind of sounds like Elijah, huh?
Yes.
Wow. That's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just amazing. But, you know, this your spiritual journey, let me speak for myself. My spiritual journey has been the most rewarding experience in my life. And ultimately, I honestly believe that's the only reason I'm here on planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
is for this spiritual walk.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it has been the most fulfilling. I mean, I do other things.
I know.
But this has been the most fulfilling, and I'm so amazed with it. And it's magical.
It is magical. Oh, my God, it really is. And what is magic?
What is magic?
Magic is the ability to use your will with an imposed energy that you're trying to accomplish, and that it happens. Your mind and your words, which you teach all the time, create the magic. That's your magic wand. Your belief is something that you carry in your heart, and your heart feels the energy of intention. When that happens and the results come, that is magic.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Wow. I absolutely love it. So, hey, did I wet your whistle? You want to know a little bit more about Mystery School? You can go to Mystery School. No, go to infinitejourney.org and then go to Classes and Mystery School. And Infinite Journey, let me spell it for you, is N-F-I-N-I-T-E. So you leave the I off, okay? www, N is in Nancy, N is in Nancy, I-T-E, journey.org. And you'll see a link there for classes, and then just choose Mystery School. There's a $50 application fee that sets up your online profile, and it covers all of your materials. In this particular module, you don't have any additional books to buy. So with the $475 and the $50 application fee, that will cover you for the summer session. If you have any questions, please call me at 800-401-8129, press option 1, and you'll get me, and I can get you all signed up. You can register online, and you can make your payment online.
Okay, let's get to the reading. I know you guys are excited. I'm going to do my prayer first.
Wait a minute. They don't know when the class starts.
June 20th.
Yes.
You said that already.
Well, I'm repeating it because there's been so much conversation in between. The queue is filling up. The number to call is 914-338-0590. And Dr. Reggie is going to take us into our morning prayer.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, creators of this universe and us as planetary inhabitants of this universe, we thank you for the power to orchestrate our lives the way we're supposed to. We thank you for the power of angels and the Holy Spirit and the invisible forces that are created to help us get wisdom and to gain knowledge and most of all to share our love with others. Give us the power to create and ideate and do the things to improve the quality of our lives. and discernment through the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. All right. So here we go. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday. Thank you for having your show.
Hey.
I know.
Hi, yes, it's Tina. I just wanted to know, what do you see coming up for me with my job, and I want to know about my boyfriend, Michael.
Are you still working in the political field?
No, I haven't really been in, no, I haven't really been doing much with them.
Okay. I keep feeling people around you who are dealing with lawmaking, making laws, and congressional stuff. You deal with people who create rules for a reason. It's teaching you to be patient. It's teaching you to have more love for yourself and your country and all those things. That's great. But in your personal life, keeping everything in order, in relationships and money, everything is in order. That's why you're in St. Michael deals with that. The angel Michael deals with order for you. Burn a white candle or a blue candle, and ask for St. Michael to come into your life and in your dreams, in your life, to guide you and protect you. You are going to have more money in a job, but what does that do for you? What does it really do? With money, we buy more things and more services. It's not about the money itself or the job itself. It's what you're doing with the result. Use that power and use that energy, and everything falls into place. Don't worry about anything. Let it be, because God is guiding your life no matter what. Okay?
Okay, and so what do you get for Michael?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What do you get for Michael?
Michael, the angel?
No, honey, you know.
You talking about some boyfriend?
The boyfriend. Get it right, Dr. Reggie, the boyfriend.
What's the D person?
He said, look, Dr. Reggie, he is the boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend. Okay, well, with Michael, you know, his name means a lot. His name means he who is like God. That's what Michael means. And if Michael's not acting like he's in his God self, something is wrong. Are you guys distant or long distance or close up?
It's distant.
Huh?
Distant.
Yeah. So what needs to happen in relationships where it's long distance, he needs to email you or call you or write you every single day so that you have a comfortable feeling about what's going on in his life. And you have to demand that, because long distance relationships can fall off very easily. So keeping that energy close to you and you close to him, it'll be a beautiful relationship, and it will be, where you're not worried about him, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Well, my job is over in 9 days, so I think I'll be able to spend more time with him. Then I'm a teacher, so we're out for the summer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And that's what you wanted to spend more time. Are you traveling to him? Or is he traveling to you?
It doesn't make a difference. We can do a little of both.
Okay. Well, that's fun. That's always good. It's equal sharing. All right. Well, it's going to work. I think it's going to be beautiful. It's going to work out fine when you know that, okay?
Okay.
All right, babe.
Thank you. And thank you for the love translation, Cynthia.
That is so crazy. Have a good weekend, okay?
Yes, you too. Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, area code 678, you're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Oh, that's
good morning.
Susie Q. How you doing, boo-boo?
I'm giving you a
I can hear that part.
Yes, I'm giving you a big, big hug today.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
You know, that's a beautiful thing that you're doing, Dr. Reggie. You love that.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you so much.
I'm very big advocate of you, Dr. Reggie, and Cynthia as well. Her teachings are awesome. But, you know, your classes, I promote them 100%.
Oh, you're an angel. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I hope I get to see you all soon.
I know. I wish you would come down to the Open Mind Center. It'd be fun.
The Open Mind Center?
Uh-huh.
Where you went before in Roswell, when you came for the meditation, the psychic development class.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In Roswell.
Yes.
No.
Okay. I can do that. So I actually have your website. I put in my favorite, so I'm going to look at that.
Okay.
All right, so what do you got for me today for a reading? You know it's Friday, and you know what today means to me.
Friday means that your potential beau is in concert.
Yes.
And that you want to be at that concert, front row and center.
That's right.
And with his eyes looking at you only and seeing you and singing romance songs to you.
Do you see any progress with that coming up soon?
It's been a long journey with you and him.
Yes.
Trying to make contact romantically. Yes. This man yes. has an issue. When he's mad with his wife, he takes his wedding ring off. When he's happy, mm-hmm. he puts it on. And mm-hmm. you keep seeing the changes. Women notice everything. You know, he's seeing off and on. And then he gives you all this close contact, but at the same time, he fears that if she's in concert with him and he sees how close you are to him, he gets nervous about the energy because women can tell with other women invading.
Right.
And that's what he fears. Oh, my God, don't be too close. Don't get to let my wife see tonight. All that kind of nonsense. And if that's the case with him, what does that tell you about what happens to your future relationship with him if you're not careful? So I want you to look at everything very closely. I know you are adoring this man and want him.
Mm-hmm.
Make
mm-hmm.
sure he wants you the same way. He has to want you. Even though progress is being made, he needs mm-hmm. to want you more than anything. And another thing to remember, if he's being divorced, there's a lot of turmoil emotionally
mm-hmm.
that comes with money and children and property and all that stuff, and it's crazy. But if he's good with it and he wants you, be in that space and be thankful.
Oh, no.
What?
I lost you.
You lost me. What did you say? Hello?
The call was dropped.
It was? Okay. She said, oh, no, I lost you. Well, she got the information, I hope.
Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Reggie. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi.
How are you?
How
What's
are
your
you?
Name?
This is Annette.
Annette?
Yes.
Annette's called before. How are
yes.
you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Reggie, I want to thank you. I had called, I think, last week or the week before in regards to a court case that was coming up for me.
Right.
You told me to light a candle.
Yes.
Put cinnamon. I'm set. I'm good.
Oh, very good.
I'm good.
You know, with court cases, especially if it's in your divine favor.
Yes.
It turns out the judgment is always equal with things in your benefit. You light a
yes.
candle. That sets the whole tone for the illumination. The cinnamon means the fire of God.
Yes.
And you do that, you expect a different result, and you always
yes.
get one.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I'm like, what am I worried about? I was calm and cool and... it was like, it was calm and cool.
Very good. I'm glad.
Very good.
So I want to thank you for that. The reason I'm calling this morning is that I actually have a job interview on Wednesday. I'm actually going into the mm-hmm. company and meeting with I think he's probably the CEO, and I would love to know how that's going to go.
I see great things happening on that interview. You know why? Because with the intention of going to the interview, they selected you number one,
yes.
first of all, out of the candidates that they have, because you're qualified for this job and you know it. Walk in there like you own the place and be very confident, not aggressive, but very
right.
assertive. The woman, be assertive and confident, knowing that you have this job already wrapped up. It's under wraps. It's a good job that pays good money, and you'll meet the people, and you'll do great work at the place, because your whole mission is to help others.
Wow. This is good.
And when you hold that in your consciousness, you have that job in your pocket, along with the money and the promotion and the advances, because you deserve that by helping others.
Wow. Oh, this is good. This is great, because it's been a long time. And it took me by surprise, where he's like, you know, we want you to come in for an interview. And I'm like, well, shouldn't I have a phone? You know, in my mind, I'm like, well, shouldn't I have a phone interview? I mean, that didn't even happen.
No, because you're qualified. Burn a green candle. It's
okay.
for money and jobs.
Okay.
Burn a green candle for money and for jobs, and ask the universe by calling all the cosmic forces in yourself,
okay.
and in the universe, and the spirits of angels to come to you to help you maintain this job and
yes.
do a great job in the process. And wow, the Holy Spirit will burst forth in you, and you'll be shining at that job. You'll be a diamond.
Oh, excellent. Good excellent. Play. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so
yeah.
much. And I'm so glad. I am so happy about your mystery school being online. I can go
yeah.
online.
That's right. Exactly.
That's the one thing that worried me. I'm like, how am I going to get to Atlanta?
Oh, my God. I know.
It's
going to
be online. It's going to be fun, too.
Oh, this is great. This is fantastic. Thank you both so very
much.
You're such a blessing to me. You're such a blessing to me.
You're a blessing to us, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
All right.
God bless you. Good luck on your job interview.
Thank
you. What happens next Friday, okay?
Oh, I sure will. I sure will. God bless. Bye. Love you both.
Love
okay, you
too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a sweetheart.
I know. I'm so excited. She's going to have this great job.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing. I mean, that's just amazing.
It
is. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 646. You're on the air this morning.
Good morning. Hi, I got a question for you, Dr. Reggie.
Okay, who is, first of all, before the question, who am I speaking with?
Helena.
Helena, okay. Oh, I love
yes.
that name. That's the name
Thank
of a
you.
Goddess. Okay, go ahead.
It means light, so I'm loving it too.
Yes, yes.
There's a person I care for very much, and we got a little close, but then we're not. And I was wondering what you pick up on it, and if there is a candle I can light or do anything in prayer for the highest and the best, not against his will, but for God's will and all good. But, yeah, anything you can tell me.
Well, one thing I do feel is there's a very close spiritual connection with both of you. And
yeah.
it's a past life thing. You're both gnawing at it, but you're not really sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a past life connection with you and with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both dabbling, trying to find out, what is this connection? Why do I feel so close to you? Why do I want to be with you? Because pieces of the puzzle have to get together and click in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay if you feel an attraction, as long as he's not attached to someone else.
I'm pretty sure he isn't. The attraction's huge. I don't just mean physical, but I mean, what you're saying, yeah, I feel his soul. I feel a close,
oh, yeah.
deep connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating not being able to be close with him.
No, not frustrating. Let it be what it is, because you know what? You're here to help him heal. He's had some crazy stuff happen to him in his life, relationship-wise and financially. And you're an advisor for him. You are strong and know how to deal with everything in life. He is too. But now with you and giving him more upliftment and empowerment, it's very powerful right now for you both to be together. Even if it's just friendship, make the friendship more powerful and more nurturing. Because you know what? Men are afraid of rejection. If you say no, that'll devastate him. But being careful and loving and mindful of his feelings and your feelings, this will be a fantastic relationship as good friends and possibly as lovers.
May I ask you, I haven't been able to see him much. There's just been so many circumstances because we don't get together on a personal level. I've tried, and he always has to do this or that. And will the opportunities present themselves? Even that, it's just, I'm sorry to use the word frustrating again, but it is on so many levels.
It is. It can be. But you know what? Let's melt the frustration. I believe in candle magic, and I believe in the power of energy. And when you take a blue candle for protection and opening the gateways to the invisible forces of love, burn that blue one because it represents Michael and his blue flaming sword. Burn a blue candle and say, thank you, universe, for making this opportunity possible, bringing us closer together. Thank you so much. And watch what happens. Even in the next 3 days, watch it for 3 days.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're incredibly right on about stuff that's gone on with him. I don't even know the details. He's very, very quiet and kind introverted, but not. I mean, I'm kind of, oh, whatever. But, yeah, thank you.
Right, thanks. It's going to all come clear to you, as clear as Monday's wash. You'll see what happens when you burn the blue candle and see him coming to you and say, thank you, God, for opening the doors. Watch what happens in 3 days.
Thank
it's
you.
Mind-
do I? I'm sorry.
It's mind-blowing what happens in 3 days.
Oh, awesome.
Channel up yourself. My God, this is amazing.
And do I burn it all at one time while I meditate and pray, or can I let it burn while I'm doing other things?
You can burn it whenever you're doing whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter. The intention has been set. When you light that candle, the intention has been set already for things coming in and breaking through. And God knows your heart. When you light that candle, it's a ritual. It's a physical prayer that's taking place in your life to manifest what you want.
Does it matter if it's light or blue? Light color blue?
It should be a darker blue, but whatever color you get is good. It's the intention that matters.
Wow.
Kind of blue is good. But Michael runs on the Blu-ray, so whatever color blue you get is good. As long as it's not green or purple, it has to be blue.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Be good, Helena. Stay to that name, the light.
I will. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You know what I love about your reading? You always give people a physical activity to get involved in, because ultimately we create our experience.
Yes, we do.
We create our experience, and sometimes we get so, oh, this guy, I hope this happens, I hope this, and you give them a physical activity to keep it clear in their mind of their desire.
That's right.
It's more focused.
And the alignment.
The alignment. You are amazing.
Oh, sweet.
Yes,
you are too.
I love you too. Let's see, what area code do we go to now? Area code 714, you're on the air.
Ooh, California.
Good morning, Dr. Rizzi, and good morning, Cynthia. My name is Loopy.
Hey.
Hi, Lizzie. You're in California, right, 714? Is it Anaheim or somewhere north?
Yeah, Anaheim.
Oh, wow. Great. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You make me miss California.
I would just like to have a reading.
Okay. What specific question you want to focus on?
My house and my youngest son that lives with me.
Oh, your youngest son that lives with you?
Yes.
Okay, let's
start first. He has his own family.
The house.
Oh, the house.
Did you say the house or your health?
My house.
House, like live inside the house, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it tells that you're saying health. I want to make sure I got it right. Okay, house.
My house.
House.
You know, like.
I'm
yeah,
going inside my house.
Inside my house, yes.
We have a real strange connection here today.
You say your house, like I'm going to my house to go inside my house and take a living room, for example, right?
No, it's my house. Like I have a headache, you know, things like that.
It sounded really thick. That's why we had a hard time hearing you. Your health.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm glad. Your health is very important. The thing that happens with health is most yours always comes from stress, worrying about other people and about your family. And you have to stop that because they're all working on their own path. They're all working on their own path. No matter how far they are in the across the country or close to you, don't worry about them. The way you deal with your family and your health, send light to these people. See a beautiful white light or a golden light around them, because that's what happened to them when they were born. They had these golden lights around them and the blue energy light around them. But along the way, we lose it because we get caught up into these circumstances called life.
Very true. It's true.
And the problems and all that stuff. But now, when you're worried about family members and how they disappear and go away and get stranded and whatever, and have health problems and issues, and we worry about moms and dads and death and all those things, don't, because the universe made them, and the universe will take care of them after they're gone. So no worries. Always send love and light, and your health will become radiant and more focused. Are you having back problems?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Because I feel the energy run up my kundalini, the spine energy, in the lower back. A lot of times that means worry about other people. Now, how many children do you have?
Five.
Okay. And
but
the
I'm their mother
one,
and their dad. I'm their mom and dad. I raise them on alone.
Exactly. And that's a lot of work and a lot of love.
Yes.
A lot of love. It's a lot of money to raise five kids. Oh, my God. It's like the Brady Bunch. It's crazy. But you know what? You've done it. And you've done a great job at it. Never think that you do anything less than perfect.
I'm grateful and thankful for that. I do.
Amen. And you know what? Even the youngest son, what is his name?
Juan. Jose Juan.
Juan. Juan is a good
Jose
energy.
Jose Juan. Yes.
A good energy.
I would say he's an old soul. I would say he's an old soul.
He is. And you know what? The thing that gets me are his eyes. They are very telling, and they see through the soul.
It's true. It's very true.
He has those things, these lashes. A beautiful child, beautiful, and a very good spirit, understanding more than his years. Very powerful. And so I'm glad you're embracing
him. He's looking for, he don't know what way to go.
In his life.
It's true what you say, yes.
But you know what?
Job-wise. Mm-hmm.
What he needs to do is what makes him happy. Whatever
That's
he's good
what I
at.
Told
he's
him.
Good with, he's good with his hands. He's good with, in
That's
his
true.
Mind, engineering. All
That's
those
true.
Things. And fixing stuff, you know. He wants to help people
That's
fix
true.
Things.
That's
and with
true.
All those things happening with him, try to lead him to
That's
a thing.
That's very true.
Help him use his mind architecturally. He was an architect in his last life anyway.
What was it?
He was an architect in his last life. He puts things together very well.
Wow.
And he knows. So with him doing things like fixing things to people and engineering, things like that. That's good. Let him focus
wow.
on those things. And with
okay.
the joy. His joy.
Okay.
His
yes.
joy with moving with his hands. So you know what? You know what? Why you're so good with your hands, how about getting these kind of jobs or this kind of job? Look for Occupational Outlook. There's a book called Occupational Outlook. And look for jobs he may be interested in for the
oh,
year 2013.
Okay.
It's called Occupational Outlook for 2013.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That is great.
Okay.
You gave me a peace of mind. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, good. Good for you. It's all going to be great.
Thank
you. Everything's fine, Anna.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.
You too, Cynthia.
Okay, so listen. Here's the number to call, 914-338-0590. You want to press 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll be able to get a reading with Dr. Reggie this morning. Area code 678. Susie?
I'm here, Cynthia. I'm ready to hear the rest of that message that Dr. Reggie had for me. I just want to say that the friendship is growing very nicely between him and I. I feel that it's closer, and just want to see what else you have to say.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're understanding that it is getting closer, and that, remember, the law of allowing.
Yes.
And
unfolding in its own divine time.
Right. And what I was saying to you also is that he's dealing with his wife in a clandestine, kind of secretive, undercover way if she's there. So I want him to treat you with a lot of respect and love in spite of everything. If he's going through a divorce, is what I said before, it will be nasty and not very pretty emotionally. So when he deals with his emotion and you want him to be loving to you, how can he be? He came out of something that was very hard for him to deal with. So understand who he is and love him for who he is, and it'll be okay.
Okay, very good. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Okay. And thank you for calling, Susie.
I love you both, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Good morning. You're on the air. I don't know where you're calling from. Are you on Skype?
Uh-huh, and my name's Diane. And thank you again for taking my call, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia.
Hey, Diane, how are you?
I am fine. My question this morning, if I may, is a gentleman that I was dating for the past few years. Oh, we've broken up and over different issues. We never lived together, but we've traveled and spent a lot of time. Just always wanted to touch base with me, and lately we've been going out again. And we had a long break of over 6 months. Are we in a position are you allowed to tell me if things can get better with us, or am I supposed to experience it myself to find out?
It is going to get better, but you know what? There are certain words you may use that trigger emotions that are very bad for him.
You're right.
He wants loving and nurturing. Did he come out of a very bad divorce or breakup? Something really hurt him.
Well, that's the he has a commitment problem. He's never been married. So
okay.
He's never had children. So,
girlfriend,
yeah.
or whoever she was, did they have
right.
a very bitter separation?
I've never known him to have a girlfriend since he's met me. If he has, he's never shared it. And if I've ever asked him, he's never discussed it.
Okay.
So
okay.
he just says he's dated, but there's no one special he's had unless he's deceitful. So he's never lived with anyone. I know that because we live close by each
kids.
Other.
Does he have kids?
No, never has. Never has
okay.
had a wife. He's
okay.
commitment.
There's an energy going on with him that deals with love. You know, it stems from childhood. and there's a lot of pain associated with it. And it feels like it's something maternal, dealing with mother instinct and motherly stuff, you know. But like not being nurtured, like father may have walked out at an early age or something happened. Dad is not present. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah,
and
he had a very rough childhood. Correct. I definitely know that.
Exactly.
But he's gone
so
to therapy, but I guess he's never gotten over it, huh?
You know, he's trying now to emotionally bridge all that stuff that was in the past with the relationship now. So when he's going through his little things and you see the first inkling of a sign of, oh, this is going to lead to trouble, reassure him by nurturing him, showing him it's okay. You can talk to me about anything. There's nothing you cannot talk to me about. We're in this relationship together, and let's make it work. If we need a time out, we'll take a time out. But let's always be honest and open with each other. I'm going to give you an assignment to do, too. Burn a pink-colored candle for love. The angel is named Chamuel, the angel of the heart. Chamuel. Chamuel is the angel of the heart. Understanding. When you burn that candle for love, you're sending out a vibrational signal to this angel to bring harmony and love in this relationship. And that's what you'll get, guaranteed.
Oh, well, whatever you put out, you get back. I understand that. I appreciate all your effort and your time you gave me. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller, area code 315.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Who's this?
My name's Annette.
Annette?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your question, Annette?
I've been having problems with my boyfriend, Fred, and can you tell me where that will go? Because all of a sudden on Memorial Day, he just shut me right off.
Memorial Day is a very special thing. It deals with death and soldiers who've gone to war and people who you won't see again in this particular lifetime. But there may be some deep threaded thing in his mind and body that he's dealing with hurt, a very powerful hurt that happened to him in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And if he cuts it off, shutting it out, he was told to shut it out as a child. It's amazing to me how many people go through dark energy in their childhood, trying to be nurtured and shaped into men and all that by their mothers and fathers. And there's always a separation. They make themselves love the mothers more or the fathers more, and they shut up because the fathers tell them in a military fashion, shut up, men don't do this, men don't cry, men don't talk, shut up, shut up. And he's going through all those painful memories as a child, but he wants to be in love. He needs to be loved, and he needs you to love him. You guys have had a very powerful relationship, a very good friendship, and a powerful one. It's leading to something better. This separation right now is only temporary. He wants to come back. So allow him to. Yes, don't shut him out.
Well, I'm trying not to shut him out. I'm trying to contact him. He's shutting me out, you know.
And when you try to reach him, call him, he doesn't answer the text or the phone or anything, right?
Right.
He's going through his metamorphosis, through the change he's going through, and trying to figure out why he's like this and what's going on. He needs alone time right now, but he will be back.
Okay, so should I try to call him and text him or not?
No. Let him do that. Let him do that. You know what? He's going through his period of craziness. Male menopause is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go through it. And when he gets over it, he'll be back. But make sure you're open and loving and receptive to hear what he has to say and why he's behaving this way. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you see us getting together because we're out of state?
Yes, I do. That's one of the problems because it's long distance. And when people shut off long distance, anything can happen. But burn that pink candle, like I told you, and ask for the angel Chamuel to come in to bring love back.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. You good, Annette?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. The telephone number to call for your reading this morning is 914-338-0590. Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. There are callers in the queue. If you'd like to have a reading, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning. Area code 480, you're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Monica, and you know, I'm new to your show, and I must say that you guys are a part of me every morning. I take you out on my walks, and I do my meditation with you guys.
That's fantastic, Monica.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thank you, Monica. That's very powerful.
You guys are very powerful, and you bring this wonderful message into my space. And I tell you, it has really changed my thinking and a lot of my behavior. So why I'm calling this thing, and the question that I have is, what do you see in terms of my career?
You know, you have a very powerful energy. And everywhere you go, whatever job you're on, you bring light and love and healing to the situation. Do you know that?
I do know that.
And some people say, oh, my God, Monica, you made me think a different way. Oh, my God, I feel good about this or so and whatever. And at a workplace. And a lot of people get jealous of that in the workplace who are higher ups, and they don't like it. When people start liking you more, they try to find a way to get rid of you. But you know what? God is always with you and in you. And you are a very powerful being. You are practicing your spiritual thing every day, which I'm proud of. I'm glad you're doing it. Understanding the energy around you, understanding your space, understanding that you are a light worker, and trying to do the good things in your life to help other people as well. I see that, and I see that you're doing it. Your contemplation, your meditation, your prayers, good job. But we, in your career, try to find a company that deals with good things, that they're doing good, not just making money or fighting on Wall Street. Find a company that has made a difference, even if it's non-profit. They'll pay you good, but see a company that's making a difference in the world for kids or for women or for whatever, or for animals. See that. That works.
You know, it's interesting you should say that because I'm looking for a new opportunity, and that has been my focus, looking for an organization that's making a difference
yes.
in the world.
Exactly. That's the vibration I'm getting. That's very powerful.
Do you see anything coming up soon?
Yes,
is. No, that's not the right question. What's the time frame?
Well, you know, in the spirit world, there's no such thing as time. But in terms of things coming up, I always ask God for a calendar, and I see something happening. Oh, wow. The end of June or the first part of July.
Oh.
You have to get ready now.
What? I'm getting ready.
That's right. That's a major opportunity, and they're going to like you and like what you stand for. It's going to be great. So keep those things going. Keep the energy going and keep the resumes pumped up and things going no matter how long it's been since you worked. It doesn't matter. This is an opportunity God is spreading out for you.
Oh, you guys, I love your message. You keep me going every day. Keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome. It is awesome.
Thank you so much.
So much. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Dr. Reggie, I think this is what I'm sensing. There are a lot of people who have not worked in a long period of time. And, you know, when everybody was talking about how bad the economy was, we've kind of gotten off of that, even though it's still like an undercurrent. people were in the belief that the economy was bad, that there were no jobs, but we're not focused on that much, and that the energy is shifting and opportunities are available. They were always there, but we've released that energy of lack.
And that false belief system.
And that false belief. And so opportunities are just available now, and people are getting jobs and amazing jobs because they've had time to sit and think about, what do I really want to do? What is really going to make me happy? Where do I want to go? And I'm
right.
sensing with the people that call in about their jobs that they're moving into their life work.
And the new alignment.
And that new alignment.
And
yes.
the ascension.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To help other people.
Yes. If the energy is
instead of just a job.
Yes. So you guys that are looking for work right now, this is the perfect time. The perfect time. Just get, you know, just put your thinking cap on and clear your energy. I'm so tongue-tied today. But clear your energy and focus very clearly on and what resonates with your heart, what makes you feel good, and see yourself doing it, and you will move into that position. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
You will move into that opportunity. It will come to you. We're going to go to our next caller this morning. I can't pronounce your name. Kakalia?
yes, it's Kakalia.
Kakalia?
You were close.
How are you this morning, precious?
I'm doing good. You know, I was up early, and I'm listening to a new show. Sounds really good, and you guys have really loyal followers and listeners, so I was like, okay, I'll call the next
good.
Question.
Okay.
Kakalia, I like that name. What does it mean?
Thank you. I wish I knew, but I don't know. It's a pretty name.
It is.
It's very pretty.
You have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Right now I am working. I just started a little part-time job because I'm in college and it's just for over the summer. And I wonder, throughout the year, do you see me actually getting my driver's license and saving up for a car, or when do you see that actually happening for me? Because it might not be this year coming up. It might be, like, later on.
No, I see it very
college.
What? You,
oh, I'm sorry.
Part-time job is good. You did the right thing to get a part-time job while you're in college, and that's good, too. What is your major?
Well, right now I'm in marketing, so I just switched into marketing and I might specifically go into retail with that.
That's good. I like marketing a lot. That's a very good thing. One thing that's going to be good is that this driver's license thing is going to come up very soon, and you're not worried about it. You can pass it. That's going to be one thing. The next thing, the car. You have to see yourself in this car. It will come almost magically. See the kind of car you want. The more specific you are, the clearer the manifestation policy will be. See the car you want. Not worrying about how it's going to come, none of that. See the car you want. Get in the car in your mind, behind the steering wheel. If it's leather interior, smell the fresh leather in the seat. Everything smells new, and everything in the car is automatic. Navigational system, videos, everything you want in this car. See it, how it starts with the engine sound. So beautiful. Oh, my God, you're so excited.
Yay, okay, because I'm sorry. What happened?
It's in consciousness.
Yeah. I also, I did some research, and I know the kind of car that I want, and I keep, I keep the car, a type of list. And I keep it under my pillow and with a rose quartz when I go to sleep
right.
at night. So I hope that helps. I don't know if that's helping or not. I don't know. But
it does. You know why? Because in your mind, when you keep it on your pillow at night, you're dreaming about it. It sets an impression in your subconscious mind, and that's where the power is. The subconscious mind is something unbelievable. It's your TNT. It's dynamite. It makes things happen, burst forth in this realm. So always do that and see yourself in it not having any doubt whatsoever. And it shall be done unto you, as Christ said. It shall be done unto you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. You said you see it within a year from now? Or?
Yeah, less than that. Less than that.
Wow. That's so cool. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything inside of you where you are wondering how this is going to happen, or is there any fear that you have about getting your driver's license?
Well, yeah, 'cause I feel like I put it off so long, and like I'm almost nearing 20, and I feel like, oh, I should have had it back when I should have had like this process done or something like that when I was like in high school and all the other students and kids were getting their driver's license and permits and all that. So it's just me wanting to be more independent as of now and stuff. So there's
that. Well, it's always the time that you want to do it is now is perfect. You know what? It could be a part of a past life experience. In my past life, I was in a car accident where I was killed.
Oh, wow.
And it prevented me from doing any other thing because a red car with a letdown top and all that. I saw that, and it really freaked me out. And it may be a part of the hesitation for the driver's license. Everybody else is getting theirs, and there's a subconscious fear. But you know what? Release the fear right now. Just release it.
Mm-hmm.
And know
mm-hmm.
that now is the time for it. And God is protecting you. There's a shield of protection no matter what. And it's now time for the driver's license and for you to be in your joy and to be happy with your brand new car.
Okay.
And so it is.
Yeah. Okay. So I will let go of the fear and I will start working on manifesting.
Just step over, just like Dr. Reggie said, this is the perfect time for you, you know, to get your license. This is the perfect time for you. So go ahead.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You too.
Well, we're winding down. If you guys want a reading this morning, this is the perfect time to call. The queue is very low. Area code 914-338-0590. And if not, we're going to call it an early Friday, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are people still waiting or just listening?
I think they're just listening.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's good to ask questions. Some people are afraid to, but there's no fear here. There's no fear. It's just getting you focused.
That's right.
And to feel empowered. It's never about something scary or dangerous or death. It's to make you feel reassured.
That's right.
So don't be afraid to ask a question.
Eric,
hi, it's Helena again. May I ask another question?
Okay.
I'm so impressed. I was just wondering about my career. Right now, I do a lot of things that I'd like to be paid for free, and or I'm paid very little for what I do. And I'm just wondering what you get on that.
Well, you know, join the club. A lot of things we do here for free, and some people are very nice and kind enough to offer donations, and we pay monthly for the radio space.
Yep.
And we want to get a premium space to have more time and more sponsors. But in the meantime, if you love what you do and it brings you joy, that, in the meantime, will be your monetary thing. That's how you monetize it. And keep it going. Feel like, I'm not going to pay for this. Why am I doing this? Don't do that because that's negative energy. See the good you do, how you're helping somebody or helping a child or helping a mother or helping somebody to improve the quality of their life on any level. If you do that and you bring them joy, that will be your money. And people will always give gifts. They will always come back to you out of nowhere. You know?
Well, that I haven't seen, but I do it in joy, and I'm not like, rah. I love what I do.
Right, and that's why you're going to have more energy coming to you. So don't do anything except expect the joy for the people you give it to. And when you do that, to be honestly, what's going to happen? It will come back to you in many other ways. Honestly, it will.
So I have a question. Are all of your needs being met right now?
They're not. No.
Okay. So we need to explore some of the thoughts that you have around money. You want to tell me what you think about money?
I mean, I think it's good and it does good things. Yet I do see sometimes I have a reticence to receive. So I guess there's some issues there.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any expectation that people will pay you for the wonderful things that you're doing?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, part of what I do is acting and doing some background work, which pays very, very, very low. So, yeah, I have expectations there. There's lots of money to be made there. And some of the other stuff, like interviewing, I mean, there's money to be made there. I guess there are expectations.
Okay. You know, what I'm sensing is that there needs to be more clarity from you in your consciousness about receiving money, number one. And how, and not so much how, but opening up an avenue for that to come. It looks like you have the opportunity for multiple streams of income, but there's not much clarity about pursuing it. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes and no. I could be more clear. I'm not 100%. I'm sorry.
I said that was the breath I'm looking for. Because then that's the one that you're releasing all the tension and you're moving into your heart area.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me from your heart.
From my heart, it's my sincere desire to do good for the world. To just bring beauty and joy and life to everyone.
Okay.
I feel I can do that a lot through my interviewing and some of the other ideas I do and some of the acting things too.
Okay. So Dr. Reggie's advice to you is just so on point here. And this is what comes up in my head. I'm not giving you a psychic reading by no chance, but the visual that came in my mind was animals for whatever reason. And working with maybe pet adoption or pets or something, I just saw animals.
Okay.
No matter what, okay. And but no matter what it is, you know, not only see yourself enjoying what you're doing and benefiting the world, but see yourself getting a paycheck and how happy you feel getting paid for what you're doing. And that should be a part of your affirmation, that I'm doing things that help heal the planet or heal the world or do good in the world, but I'm compensated well for what I'm doing. And so when you move into that space of thinking about your compensation, you want to think about how you're easily meeting all of your monthly obligations with extra money. Move into the feeling of what that feels like and experience that. You know, here on Circles of Prosperity, we really talk about the feeling nature, your emotions around certain things. So when this conversation first started, the way I would interpret your vibration, it was like it was grasping for air. There was a feeling there, and it's just, so that's the only way. I'm just, I resonate with vibrations, and so it wasn't a smooth flowing vibration. And that stop and start, because like your mind is shifting from one thing to another, that is delaying you receiving your manifestation. And you're laughing because you understand the vibration, don't you?
Okay. Yeah, and I understand what you're telling me, yeah.
So what you want to move into is just like when you took that breath and when you start talking about, oh, I want to do this, and I just want to bring goodness to the world, that went away, and that was just this smooth flow. Therefore, you are in alignment with God at that point because God is wanting to express that through you. So you want to stay in that space, but in that space, you also want to see this flow of money coming to you.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
I think so, because that's been missing in the equation. Seeing the money coming in too.
Yeah, and you're the one that's blocking it because you probably have this belief that if you're doing this kind of work, you can't get any money for doing it.
Perhaps.
Yeah. A lot of people think that when they're doing work with a nonprofit or whatever, they think, because that there's no compensation there for them, but you can do this work and be compensated, and that's where you need to do your work in your consciousness.
Burn the money candle.
Thank you, yes.
And the color is green, of course. Burn the green candle when you do your work before you start to do anything. And if you want to add power and intention, take one drop of olive oil and saturate that candle with one drop of olive oil, including the wick. When you burn it for money, watch what happens. Be alert for more money coming to you all the time, because it will. Out of most unusual places, the universe knows where to pull from. So it's going to come into your life.
Amen.
Great. Thank you both.
Thank you. We love you.
Love you guys, too. Thank you. I'm going to listen more now that I know you're there. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, Dr. Reggie, I'm wiped out, really. You? I still have to go to work today. I still have a full work.
But you have full energy.
Let me tell you, I am so excited because the perfect job came in my life. I still have time in the morning to do the show every morning. Have a break in between, go get dressed, and then go to work. And my boss is so fabulous. He says, "Oh, you get here when you get here." They don't want us traveling in bumper to bumper traffic. So I get.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And they're very nice people.
Very, very nice people. I attracted that job.
I know you did.
I'm so grateful. God loves me so much.
Yes.
And God loves you just as much.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. And so this is your time. This is your time to manifest the things that you desire the most.
And no one else has any questions, right?
Nope. I think that's it, Dr. Reggie.
Okay. I saw people lining up later. 6, 7, 8, 9.
I know.
Just
of course, they're going to call in at the last minute, right?
I'm sure there's nobody having any questions.
Who is that that just popped in? Area code 757, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Deanna.
Deanna? Oh, yeah, where you been? I haven't heard you in a while.
You said, where have I been?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I've been just trying to get through work and, the business and, it's life.
What question do you have for me today?
I wanted to know again about, I guess, what do you feel that is somebody, I don't know what I'm asking. What do you see for me with coming up?
What's coming up in what area, sweetheart? So many things that can
and
happen.
Far as money.
Money, okay. You're working with Savant Novak and doing different things to bring in money. Money is energy. Remember that. Money is energy. God is energy. He's the supreme energy. Money has its own vibratory frequency and power because
mm-hmm.
it runs everything in the country. We can't live without the money, you know. So what you're thinking of is bringing more money into you and to make it last and to be stable. So you'll have that money to pay all the bills plus extra for yourself. That's what I always tell people. Always plan to have extra, surplus, because God ain't broke. And the energy is the universe is providing for you all the time. Expand on that energy. That's why I say burn a green candle, because it's a focus tool for more money coming in your life. It's a reminder that as it burns, I'm bringing more money to you and in your path for your highest good, hopefully to do good things with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do. Expand who you are and expand your intention to do good. And money will flow in your direction.
Thinking that you don't have enough money. Stop thinking that over and over again. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money.
Because you take the energy of money away. I'm trying to bring it into your life, an influx of money in your life. So what you do is say, thank you. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, spirit, for this money that I have to take care of everything. When you move into the area of being grateful, I swear to you, something happened. One woman on the video made $1 million with some woman on the video recently. She was grateful, and gave. And this year, she had $1 million to give away. You never know what happens next. So burn that candle and be grateful that God has answered your prayer already. That's the secret Jesus talked about when he said, when you pray, of course your Father in heaven knows what your needs are before ye ask him. But when you pray, believing that you have received already, it shall be done unto you. So you received it already in your mind. You've already got it.
So you have a business, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do. And I'm sorry.
Okay. So when your clients come into your business and they put money in your hand or you swipe their card, anytime you're receiving any money, no matter how you're receiving it, close your eyes and be grateful and thankful.
And I do. And I say that, you know, to myself, and I say it out loud. You know, when I'm paying my bills, even if I don't have enough,
right.
Whatever I have, I do just say thank you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you're saying thank you to that client, have that same prayer and see them being blessed as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
See,
well.
Yeah, bless them, bless their and their prosperity. You know, you have so many opportunities to move into the consciousness of being grateful. You need to do everything that you can to stop worrying, because the worry is what's blocking you. And you want to move into an expectation of nothing but, wealth coming to you, prosperity coming to you.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I do that. I do. I mean, it's hard not to worry. I mean, the business is doing okay. I would like it to be better,
you know. That's what
you
focus on. That's what you focus on, because what you focus on expands. I want it to be better. Thank you, God, for making this business better than I ever imagined. Thank you, because you are not cheap. You are the glorious provider of everything that is, and I thank you for bringing this business into my mind, making this business profitable, and so it is forever. It stays that way. or say I may lose money. What if I lose some clients? You don't have those thoughts. Those thoughts can't come up in your mind. You're burning a green candle, which is forever, in your mind, seeing it come through and come forth. You're providing something that makes people happy and yourself. You're blessing you and the client.
You know, the thing is, you know, when something is bothering you in one area or something is going on in one area, it tends to trickle down to other areas of your life.
Yeah.
One thing, my husband just found out he has diabetes, and it's bothering him, and he's having side effects and from the diabetes, and we're 31 years old. Hold on. Yeah, 31 years old. We're nothing but 31, and, you know, it's really bothering him, you know.
I had diabetes when I was in my 40s. I think I had it earlier in life, but it happened, really hit me, adult onset diabetes type 2 when I was in my 40s. And it had a lot of complications. I had 5 eye surgeries. I was losing my retina because of the sugar, and I had to change my diet. That's the most important key in the world, is changing that diet. And now I'm on dialysis because I didn't pay attention to everything else that's happening. But it wasn't chronic kidney failure. It was acute, which means the kidneys have an opportunity to burst back in and kick in. And I'm doing everything in my power to make that happen and to appreciate my body and not take food for granted and not eat what I want to. This body has to last you for a long time on the earth. And we got to take care of it. And that's what the reminder is.
Well, he's not. He's so stubborn. He won't let me, you know, try to tell him things. He drinks alcohol. And,
oh, no, that's a...
He drinks alcohol. And he won't... I'm sorry?
Alcohol turns to pure sugar.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I have high blood sugar, and they said that it can cause it to come, your alcohol causes your blood sugar to come down. I'm like, what in the world? So he's so stuck.
You need to, the best way to help him is through education. I would encourage you to go to ask your doctor, like at our the medical group that our doctor is with, they have a nutritionist, and they also do classes on diabetes. You need to get into a class so that he gets the right information on diabetes.
My son's 9 years old, and he's kind of overweight too. So we have to go as a family to his nutritional, you know, classes and things like that. And we have to apply whatever he has to our life. He's learning. I don't know. He's not accepting it that he has this, I guess. And I don't think he knows how serious it is. However, the reason why I said that, I told you guys that, is because I don't want him to stress out and have to take care of a lot, you know, and then my business, you know, is slow. I don't want us to have any tension and then, you know, and stuff like that. So,
That's understood. I'm going to tell you, your health is the most important thing in the world. You can have all the money you want, but if your health is bad and the person is dying, what's that going to do for everything else in the business? You know, so you can lose your limbs, your vision, all that. It's no joke. It's serious. I've seen people lose legs and everything and even die.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's part of what's going on with him. He's aware, but he's afraid.
Yeah, so he needs to change that diet, number one. Watch out for alcohol. You don't need it for your life.
But here's the thing. Deanna, write down all of the things that you do want. Like you just gave us a list of things that you don't want. What we want you to focus on are the list of things that you do want in your life. You want him to
be healthy.
You want him to be responsible in his health. Those are the things that your prayers should be about.
Yep.
And those are the things that you should say to him. I love you, and I see you healthy and whole and complete. I see you being, you know, eating the right things. And in your time, you'll stop drinking because it's not good for you. You know, just start declaring what you do want, what you do want, what you do want over and over again. And change the way you talk to him. It's about what you see. You say to him the way you want him to be. Not, a, you know, why are you drinking this and this is bad for you? No. Just say, you know, I see you releasing this alcohol because it's not good for you. In your time, you will stop. Just start to what you see. Declare what it is that you want. Everything that you manifest in this life, it comes by what you think and what you say. What you think and what you say. If those are the tools, then you need to be vigilant about it.
Yeah.
Over your business. You're not acknowledging where your business is today. Your business is today because of your thoughts. So if you want to change how your business is functioning and you want to change it now, you can't keep thinking the way you were thinking or thinking about where it is right now if it's not being profitable right now and all you're thinking is, oh, my business is, you know, it's not doing so well. My business is not doing so well. That's not going to change that business.
Until you see something different.
Until you start seeing something different.
Yeah.
My business is growing monthly. My net profit is increasing. My net profit is this every month.
And there's no way. We live in the mind of God. And if you're saying those things already and doing those things already, you should see results. There can be no inkling of doubt in your mind.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that we make a lot of times. We think that we are doing and saying the right thing, but we're focused on what is right now. But what is right now is not sufficient for us. So why are you going to focus on that? Because you're just going to get more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you right now your business does about the same every month, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, your business probably does about the same, you probably make about the same amount of money every month, don't you?
Yeah.
And guess why? So that's the number that you're looking at, and that's what you see, and that's what you're saying. Well, my business doing, it's sort of doing okay.
Don't say that anymore.
Well, I'm taking steps. That's what I was asking you, because I'm taking steps now, to make it more profitable, and I wanted to see if you felt like if that what I wanted to do was, you know,
that's the best thing to do right now is to focus on saying it out of your mouth in your mind.
And believe
my business is doing great. Even if it's not in your physical reality, say it anyway. Because you are forcing the energy to make that happen, and that's good.
Okay.
Believe me, and letting it go, and just keep going. My husband is doing a great job at stopping the alcohol and eating properly, and we're getting out more, doing the business and exercising and feeling healthy and feeling great. Every day we're doing great things together as a family. Even my son, we're all together to our lives, always. Okay? And it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this really fast. You don't feel any kids coming in, do you?
Not right
anymore.
Now.
Anymore
Not right now. Kids? Not right now. But I told one woman who was 38 years old,
Yeah.